this year's off to a great start. Ow, ow. We're birds. We have to get out into the wild and be birds, Blue. Let the kids connect to their roots.
I fucking hate this movie. I mean, people, we're talking about Rio 2 here. I didn't really care for the first one that much, but I rewatched it again, got my second opinion of it. It's all right. It's forgettable, but at the same time, the cinematography in the scenes does what it needs to do. But Rio 2 pretty much sums up every bad kind of sequel that there is out there. I mean, we got returning voice actors, Jesse Eisenberg, and Anne Hathaway playing Blue, and I actually don't know Anne Hathaway's name in the goddamn movie. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Oh, Jewel, yeah, that's right, it's Jewel. And then obviously they're dude, fucking Blue's got it made in Brazil, okay? Let's just say that. Got it made in Brazil. He's fucking making pancakes. They got an iPod. They're watching TV. And then all of a sudden they see on the TV there, hey, there's our Blue's old, I guess, owner, if you will. Who I don't actually know who the voice actor was that was. And then you got the family, they see the TV that they found a feather, the two human beings in the movie or whatever. They find a feather of one of the blue macaw birds, which they're believed to be only the last. Blue is the only one that's the last one alive with his family because they got three kids that serve no fucking purpose whatsoever to be in the movie. And they're like, hey, Jules, like, let's go to the rainforest. I mean, I thought we were the only one, so, you know. And Blue's like, I don't know about that. Rainforest got snakes and all that shit. Because, you know, he's being a little bitch like Jesse Eisenberg is. I don't know how he's going to play Lex Luthor, but we'll see. Being a nervous little punk-ass bitch is just annoying, to be honest. And you really don't give a shit about it. But, you know, like, yeah, why would I go to the damn jungle? Because you're kind of on Blue's side here. It's like, why the hell would I go to the jungle when I got pancakes and an iPod right here? It beats the hell out of me. But whatever. Happy wife. Happy life, apparently, as George Lopez, oh so lovingly, keeps repeating to him. Which, by the way, you got a cast here. You got Jermaine Clement return as Nigel, Kristen Chenoweth, who plays Gabby, the frog that's trying to fuck Nigel. You got Jesse Eisenberg as Blue, Jamie Foxx as Nico, Andy Garcia as Eduardo. Who else is in here? You got Anne Hathaway, Jewel, of course, said that. George Lopez plays Raphael. Leslie Mann plays Linda. Bruno Mars as Roberto. Ooh, we'll get into him later. Oh, and how could I forget the actors of all actors? Tracy Morgan returns as Luis. The fuck is he doing in this movie? But we'll get into him later. So you know what they say on this trip? We're going to the George Lopez, Jamie Foxx, and oh fuck, I forgot too. Will I Am too. They tag along, but oh, they have to leave behind Morgan Freeman, Tracy Morgan, because you know he's a dog, he can't fly, so he's stuck there. So it takes them damn near a couple of days to get to this rainforest here. And when they get there, they find all the other birds. And then next thing you know, you realize that, oh, that's Jules' father. And then pretty much it's like a fish out of water story. I'm trying to think of sum this way up because there's so many goddamn plots in it. That's pretty much a plot. But the problem here is that it's mishandled, it's misguided, and it lacks any innovation or creativity as far. This is like the perfect example of what a sequel is. It's just loud, more colorful, and explosive. And you can tell that they didn't give a shit about the story. Actually, this story that they have going on in here where, a guy that's a fish out of water, if you will. He travels somewhere and he meets his significant others, loved ones, and stuff like that. They don't like him, so he has to, like, he's trying to, like, push himself harder to get them to like him, but they just still don't like him because he keeps fucking up or whatever. I don't mind that plot so much, but in this movie, it kind of annoyed the fuck out of me. I almost said, I'm getting tired of this goddamn plot now, or whatever. And I think the reason why I got tired of it in this movie is because they handle it so fucking poorly that you got about six other subplots going on, and I wouldn't even call them subplots because they seem to be major parts in the fucking movie, to be honest. You got Nigel's character, him and the bird, or not the bird, the frog and the anteater when they escape because Nigel can't fly, so he's riding this anteater, his retarded and, fucking Dumb and Dumber anteater. And he's got this frog voiced by, she's supposed to be a killer frog, voiced by Kristen Chenoweth, plays Gabby. And I thought those two had good chemistry. I'll give them that. Especially, I found it funny that she wanted to fuck him so much. And at the end of the movie, it's even funnier when she finds out she's not a poisonous frog. And she pretty much rapes Nigel. That was hilarious, to be honest. But at that point, I didn't even care anymore because the movie is almost... It's damn near almost pushing 2 hours, at least from when I saw it. What's another subplot in here? You got this subplot about, like, it's trying to be an environmentalist film because you got these guys that are doing illegal activity in the rainforest, cutting trees down, and you got Linda and, I think it's Tiago. No, it's not Tiago. Yeah, it might be Tiago. I can't remember her husband's name. No, it wasn't Tiago. I don't know who the fuck that was now. I don't know who her husband was, and they're trying to, like, save the rainforest and find these blue macaws. You got that subplot going on. You got the subplot of trying to fit in with the family members as far as Blue goes. You got the subplot of Blue trying to get along with his wife and I whatever kids they got going on, whatever. Then you got the subplot of fucking Will.i.am and Jamie Foxx trying to put a talent show together for the Carnival, which, by the way, Carnival just ended 3 nights ago, so it sounds like they're just planning for next year, so I don't even know why the fuck that even matters. Yeah, you got that subplot. You got Nigel, who somehow gets another subplot in here where he meets up with these birds. He's doing, like, an opera thing, which I thought was cool. Until the motherfucker started rapping. Annoyed the shit out of me. There was no reason. That came out of fucking nowhere. Like, he does, like, Shakespearean talk. He talks in Shakespearean dialogue or whatever. And I guess he fell out of the sky or something like that. And he got covered with, like, half his face covered up. So nobody could recognize who he was. But they just let him remember. And they thought he was there for the talent show. He does his little performance. Does a good song. You hear that fucking frog in the background singing with him, which was actually kind of cute. And then out of nowhere... A minute later, he just started rapping to I Will Survive. I think that's where I lost all patience with the movie because I was just like, how do you go from the first movie doing all this rumba and Brazilian dance techniques and stuff like that to a song and dance in Shakespeare that went to I Will Survive and then turned into a rap version of it? It was the most annoying goddamn thing I have ever seen, personally. And granted, I saw this with black people. They were clapping their ass off. I do not understand this at all. That is where me and black people disconnect on so many levels. It ain't even funny. I mean, oh, especially when Bruno Mars' ass was on scene. Oh, my God. Motherfuckers could not stop clapping. I was just like, well, you motherfuckers stop clapping or whatever. This is not fucking funny. You got Bruno Mars in here playing, like, he's playing, how do I sum him up? He's supposed to play as the guy who's supposed to be, like, the tough guy, but it's voiced by Bruno Mars, so, yeah, he still sounds like a goddamn, sounds like a metrosexual still, whatever. Like, he's supposed to be like, oh, he's the athlete, he's good-looking, he's strong, whatever, but, yeah, it's Bruno Mars. And then they got that subplot, too. That plot comes back, too, you know, they always introduce something, like, better than what this character is in the beginning of the film. And then towards the end of the film, that one that's supposed to be strong and smooth and all that, for some reason, he just loses his shit and he becomes a nut job or something like that, and he's not as cool as he seemed to be. I was like, okay, all this shit is getting old. I mean, I was literally tired. And then you got, I believe it was Andy Garcia who played Papa. You see that in the trailer, people. He was like, call me Papa. That literally is that motherfucker's lines through the whole goddamn movie. He says that in every dance number. Like, you hear these birds and these other animals singing about all kind of stuff, whatever, about, like, what it's like to be a bird, I guess, flying around with the little Negroes and all that. I don't know what the hell they were singing because the songs really were that interesting. But then you got this Negro who just pops up out of nowhere and is just like, I am Papa, I am Papa. I said, damn, they didn't write this nigga no fucking line. How you gonna be a badass in front of your son-in-law, but then next you know, your lines is call me Papa. I am Papa. Fuck you, Andy Garcia. You know, I usually give animated movies passes because I say that they're to entertain the kids, but this felt like it, this one hit all the bottom feed notes of what animated films do, and I thought Planes was better than this. Let me go ahead and say that. At least Planes had a focus of what the plot was. At least Free Birds had a focus of what the plot was. And at least The Nut Job had a focus of the plot. Focus of that plot was we're gonna steal these nuts in here. The focus of Planes is I want to win a race. The focus of Free Birds is we're going back in time to stop Thanksgiving or whatever. And then actually, you know, he finds a family in there. But this one had several different plots going on, and almost none of them were that interesting, or at least that they were so scatterbrained that you just didn't give a shit about nothing. None of the character, I mean, the voice acting is fine or whatever, but none of the voices stood out. Like Jamie Foxx's character. Yeah, you know what? Let me get in Jamie Foxx and Will I Am. Okay, when the fuck did Step It and Fetch It get in this goddamn movie? I didn't know Michael Bay had a head. Them niggas was just like the Ghetto Boss, if you ask me. They were a step away from being Tyrese and Ludacris from the fucking Fast and Furious movies. I mean, goddamn, that shit was embarrassing. I was like, why the fuck do black... Even black voice acting now, Negroes got to be acting like a goddamn retard. I could not fathom what they were or whatever. You got Will I Am constantly... Now, granted, I will give it this. In the first movie, it's based in Brazil. They're supposed to be dancing and singing. I doubt Brazilians, all they do is dance and sing all goddamn day, but hey, all right, I get it. But in this movie, you're in the fucking jungle. There's no goddamn reason why fucking Will.i.am's bird should be shucking and jiving goddamn the damn Benny Hall hallway or whatever and shit like that. It was getting annoying. After the rap thing, I was just like, okay, when is this over? Because once again... Another point of my time was wasted, and I can only say I only enjoyed one part or whatever, and it really, he's gone for something. That's the Nigel and the Frog part, but the thing is, you see them in the beginning half of the movie for about a minute or two, and then after that, they're completely gone in the film. You'll see a shot of them just walking, and then at the end of the film, that's when that comes in, and then his like real big line of coming back is doing that dance. And I was like, oh, this could be cool. And that motherfucker starts rapping. And I was like, all right, I don't even like this character anymore. I mean, to get in my final thoughts here, it's overstuffed and overly demonstrative. I mean, if the original movie was forgettable, Real 2 is even more forgettable. It's very misguided and meaner and careless, and it's carelessly thrown together with no attention paid to its audience or messaging or anything like that. You know what? I got two more things too. It's directed by fucking Carlos Saldana. I think that guy is becoming one of the worst animated directors of all time. The Ice Age films, I'm sorry, Robots that he made, and these two movies, they are so fucking mediocre. It's almost backhanded compliments to the animated studios now. Another thing, I forgot to mention that I hate about the film is one of my final wrap ups here. They find a way to do a goddamn dance number, which I don't have a problem with. It's a real movie based in Brazil, Amazon, whatever, birds that's singing and dancing, all that shit like that. But when you find a way to fly the fucking dog back over here, which is what they fucking do, they found a way to get it. Matter of fact, he flew over on a fucking flamingo. Flamingos don't fly that fucking far. They fly, somebody can correct me or whatever, but they fly about 300, maybe 400 miles at a time before they have to stop and take a break. These fucking birds gets in Amazon took almost 3 nights. There's no goddamn way this flamingo would have been able to carry his fat, drooling, niggerish ass across the goddamn globe to get to this fucking place. So, and he comes for no fucking reason either. It's almost as like, hey, this is a wrap up, so we gotta have the dog in here to get his dance on and shit. Like, fuck you, Tracy Morgan. Fuck you. Yeah, this movie is a mighty high old fuck it, and it looks like my triple fuck it prediction is coming true because, yeah, I didn't like any bit of this movie. It was the most annoying, and yeah, fuck this movie. Oh, and also fuck you too, Tracy Morgan. Rio 2.
Now that's a duet.